I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Experts on rare childhood diseases will be meeting in Birmingham today. UAB and Children's of Alabama are hosting a symposium on diseases that affect 200,000 or fewer patients a year. Those illnesses are considered rare. The symposium will be in commemoration of last month's Rare Disease Day to raise awareness for rare diseases. Dr. Bruce Korf is the chairman of the Department of Genetics at UAB. He says part of their mission is public outreach.
We have a mission in the Center for Genomic Medicine to help to integrate genetics and genomics across the entire spectrum of medical practice. And aside from taking care of patients and conducting research, which we do, we believe that public and professional education is part of our mission.
The symposium is at Children's Hospital in the Children's Harbor Building. It gets underway, or it's already underway, at 8:30 a.m. The Alabama one-shot turkey hunt is scheduled for tomorrow. APR's Stan Ingold reports officials hope it'll help show off some of the state's finer points.
A statement from Governor Robert Bentley's office says the hunt includes celebrities, industry leaders, prospective job creators, and more. The event is meant to showcase Alabama as a business-friendly state with nature-based recreational opportunities. Officials say the hunt's proceeds will help fund scholarships promoting natural resource and wildlife studies at Auburn University and the University of Alabama. Bentley says 75 people are expected to participate in this year's hunt. Stan Ingold, APR News.
States along the Gulf of Mexico have come to an agreement regarding potential changes to the regulation of red snapper fishing in the Gulf. Alabama's joined with Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, and Florida to submit a proposal to the federal government about those regulations. Extremely tight federal catch limits have been a subject of intense debate. The proposal will make each state on the Gulf responsible for managing red snapper fishing off its own coast in both state and federal waters. A supervisory agency would also be made up of fisheries managers from each state. Louisiana U.S. Senator David Vitter has submitted a bill to the Senate to give the Gulf states the authority to manage their own red snapper fisheries. Federal regulators say they haven't had a chance yet to review that proposal. And the University of Alabama's men's basketball team will be playing this postseason, but it'll be without their head coach. Anthony Grant was fired yesterday after six seasons coaching the Crimson Tide. He led the team to one NCAA tournament appearance in 2012, as well as two trips to the NIT in 2011 and 2013. Grant concludes his Alabama coaching career with a record of 117 wins, 85 losses. Alabama received an NIT bid again this year. They'll play Illinois tomorrow night in Tuscaloosa, but an interim head coach has yet to be named. Now your forecast.
After a dreary week last week, the sunshine is back this week and plenty of warm air along with it. We're going to see highs in the upper 70s and some lower 80s across the state today with that sunshine for the entire state as well. Tonight will be cool though, back down into the 50s for overnight lows. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.